escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday and retro road trips are back. Travelers are hitting the road for kitschy motels, vintage diners, and quirky roadside attractions in search of nostalgia and Americana charm. We welcome in Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube, an associate professor of business administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And normally, when you come on the show, Mark, we talk about how you can dine like a local on the streets of Rome, how you can blend in effortlessly in Brussels. But today we're going to talk about the world's largest ball of twine, or possibly a very kitschy motel on Route 66, or just some kind of fun place to stop and stretch your legs on Interstate 80 somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you can do so many things, and so many families now are really taking the opportunity to kind of relive the glory days and the nostalgia of Route 66 and other road trips, whether you're taking the Great River Road. There's so many opportunities for people, and yes, you can get up to Darwin, Minnesota to see the world's largest ball of twine, Rob, so you've done your research, my friend.
Now, I feel like this is something, and there's a larger trend I see on social media, and this kind of ties into the affordability issues that a lot of people are encountering today, especially younger people as they step into the professional world, and then they finally realize, oh, wait a minute, all this stuff I was used to as a kid actually costs money, and I may not necessarily be able to afford all of those things, and it leads people into a sense of false nostalgia, and that maybe economic circumstances were different many decades ago, and that a family on a single income could afford the life that you were used to. But the reality is, if you were growing up in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, or even the 80s, if you wanted to have that blowout family vacation, it wasn't Disney World, it wasn't Europe, it was a road trip to the lake. And maybe you did sleep at the motel, and you were riding in the back of the family station wagon. So everything that's old is new again.
Yeah, and people don't remember all those motels we used to stay at in the 70s and 80s that, you know, nowadays you'd never even think about staying at. But now you're like, wait a minute, we stayed there all the time. And you can actually go and enjoy those. And a lot of them have been kind of updated to be more in the state of the people looking for today. So you can go back to some of those nostalgic places and have kind of an updated version of it. But the economic side of it is true, like that the retro road trip is a much more affordable option for a lot of families. So they can go and see the places, whether they're going to, you know, up to the Dells, they're going out to the Lake of the Ozarks, you know, going to the Upper Peninsula, you can do those things. And that's one of the nice things about it. And when you're going on those things, you can find the free things, seeing those silly sites like the largest ball of twine, or going to Casey, Illinois, and seeing like eight, I think they have seven or eight Guinness World Records for the largest like rocking chair and golf tee and stuff. So it really drives people to go see it, especially if they want to get their Instagram pictures, which drives a lot of this too.
And it's interesting if people are rediscovering road trips after maybe a lifetime of flying to various destinations, and you want to unleash your inner Clark Griswold as you point the family truckster west, what is a good way to begin planning that trip so you can see all of those sites along the way, and maybe not do it in a way where you're not on interstate highways the entire time?
Well, one thing I would say is first have that end destination point, and then when you have that, think about a loop. Think of a circle so you're not retracing the same destination, because you could go out via North Dakota to go out and see Yosemite and go and see that and then come back around, or Yellowstone and come back around through South Dakota, or come through Nebraska and see some more kitsch stuff. And that's where I think a lot of people, they kind of get this idea, I got to get from point A to point B, and they don't think about all the things in between. So when you do that, Google and a lot of the other websites will help you find like silly roadside attractions on the way. So you don't just sit in the car for 8 hours. You can do the 8-hour drive, but maybe you stop for an hour in, you know, South Dakota and go to, you know, the Corn Palace, you know, or maybe you go to Wall Drug and Wall, you know, South Dakota to see all the kitschy stuff there. So it makes it a nice break and you can see things along the way.
Now, this is something where my wife and I have very different philosophies of travel, because she grew up with road trips throughout the state of Iowa. And her father was a firm believer in you never take the highways. You always take the back roads. You always go to the diner and try the signature dessert. Meanwhile, my proudest accomplishment, Mark, was driving directly from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan back to Chicago in 6 hours without stopping. So that was my kind of belief on road trips. I have been slowly brought around to stopping to see the sights along the way. And I always joke, we see so many sights along the way on a road trip. No matter where we're going, we get there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing is, you'll see there's organizations now that'll help you. I mean, if you like tenderloins, there's actually the Tenderloin Trail that goes through Indiana and Illinois, where you literally can just find the best tenderloins on the way. I mean, it's hilarious how that can happen. Or like if you're on Route 66, those old diners and restaurants, like I go to Taylor's Chili in Carlinville, Illinois on Route 66 just to have their chili when I go there, because it's one of those things. Or if you go to Cozy Dog and have their Cozy Dogs like a corn dog in Springfield. I mean, you have these options and you find those. It's kind of a fun thing, especially if you bring your kids along and you kind of get a little bit of Americana for them to kind of take in.
And if you want to dip your toe in the water and you're not an experienced road trip person, just try Southwest Michigan. Just go to Holland one day or for one weekend, but take the Dunes Highway through Northwest Indiana, and a lot of those old-timey roadside attractions I've discovered are still there, and they're only an hour away.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing, is you just take advantage of it, because sometimes we forget there's these things that are so close because we think so far for our vacation. We don't realize sometimes you can just do a weekend day trip and kind of take it all in.
Mark Walters, Walters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube, but also an associate professor of business administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business at Urbana-Champaign. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, the latest report on car sales is driven by economic uncertainty and concern about tariffs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want, you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.